Beach Music from the entire Edge News team. Have a beautiful night.
To start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.
We won't let you down, Mr. Colbert, because SUNY New Paltz is the best-dressed college campus, and we have an awesome radio station, WFNP The Edge. Rosendale, 88.7 FM.
It's game time. Welcome back to New Paltz Sports Network, everyone, your home for all athletic news, information, and updates for your New Paltz Hawks. I'm your host, Michael Ascanio. I'm a senior here, and I'm the center fielder on the baseball team. Every Monday from 7:30 to 8 p.m. on WFNP 88.7 FM, we will dive into the journeys of our NCAA athletes from various sports here at SUNY New Paltz. I'll be bringing on student athletes here to have conversations to really get to know and give them the platform to share their experiences while playing here. So that's what to expect. I'm excited, and I'll get right into it. And we're live. I'm going to start the show off with a quick update on some upcoming home games on campus this week before introducing our special guest. First off, we got women's soccer Wednesday, September 18th at 4 p.m. versus Scranton down at the South Turf. Then we got men's soccer Saturday, September 21st at 1 p.m. versus Lehman College down at the South Turf. And women's tennis Friday, September 20th at 3 p.m. versus Bard College, as well as New Paltz hosting a tournament the next day, Saturday, September 21st, starting at 10 a.m. versus Ramapo, Union, and Vassar. So, it's another exciting day, and to kick off the second segment, in the hot seat, we have another special guest in the house. In 2023, she was an All-SUNYAC first team. AVCA All-Region First Team, and All-American Honorable Mention. And now this year, Suniac and New Paltz Offensive Women's Volleyball Athlete of the Week, Senior Captain from Port Jefferson, New York, number 11, Jamie Albrecht. Jamie, welcome to the network. It's nice to have you on the show. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Cool, cool. So we're going to give a little recap. So right now, your team, Women's Volleyball, is sitting at a 4-5 record. And to start the season, you guys have had some back-and-forth battles with these different teams. So this past weekend, you guys just split, going 1-1 on the day, and you're 2-1 in your last three games. How do you feel going into the Keene tournament this upcoming weekend?
I'm really excited. We've had multiple different lineups going into a bunch of different tournaments. So this weekend could be totally different, but we could also run something that has already happened. So I'm just really excited, and for other teams to try and scout us, it's really difficult. So I'm just excited and ready to have some fun.
Oh, cool. Hell yeah. Best of luck heading into next weekend.
Thank you.
This could be key to get into rhythm, get hot, and get right before Suniac play. Because right after the Keene tournament, you guys play Oneonta on October 2nd at home. Mm-hmm. That's a Wednesday to start up conference play. So that's exciting.
For sure.
Now, to all listeners, be sure to check out at New Paltz Hawks on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X for all game content and news. You could check out the photo gallery, game statistics, game clips, and other important information. So we're going to take a quick PSA break right now, and we'll be right back.
There's a monster under my bed.
For a child with asthma, monsters are everywhere.
There's a monster in my bathtub.
Something as innocent as a teddy bear or a bath toy could trigger their next asthma attack. Here are ways to help. Freezing stuffed animals to kill dust mites. Drying bath toys to prevent mold. Learn how to end your child's asthma attacks at noattacks.org or call 866-NO-ATTACKS because their next breath is in your hands. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right. So far this year, Jamie leads the team with 94 kills and leads the team with 88 digs, too. She's third on the team with 10 blocks as well as 9 assists, and you are all over the court and playing phenomenally right now. So that's a little rundown right now. Let's go back to last year to give some context. The team had an overall record of 21-8 on the year, had a dominating record of 8-1 in conference, but unfortunately fell a little short in the Suniac finals. Individually, you led the team with 363.5 points. It's a lot of points, along with 299 kills, which was second on the team, and tallied 18 assists. You also totaled 213 digs, which was fourth most for the Hawks, and even 48 blocks, which was second on the team. Basically, you were everywhere on the stat sheet and the court and had a dominant season for the Hawks. So that's the rundown on who we've got in the house today. She's a baller. So let's get right into it. I know you guys lose a ton of senior leadership from last year. You had a ton of seniors, and the team is a lot younger overall. And it's important to note that the last time the women's New Paltz volleyball team won the Suniac Championship was 2018. Given the lack of experience, how will you guys take that title back in your final year with such a different dynamic?
I'm really excited because we have so many new players joining us this season that a lot of teams don't really know what we bring to the table right now, and that's really exciting. We have a few players who are injured right now but on the comeback and ready to join us for this weekend, which is also a big plus. Reagan just got cleared today, which is really exciting, so another offensive player we have joining us. Jordan also just got cleared today, so we got another defensive player joining us back. So there's a lot happening that is really exciting moving into like the future of this season, and we don't really want to hit our peak just yet. We want to wait till the middle of November for when Suniac play championship is happening to really be at our best game, and I think that's where we're heading right now. I mean, slow and steady wins the race, and that's what we're doing.
Hell yeah, great answer. And I totally get where you're coming from, because personally for the baseball team, we lose six seniors this year that were just pivotal towards the success and overall progression of the program. They helped us really build something great, especially last year. And now we also bring back a ton of guys as well. We had either really old or really young. So it'll be a real test to see how both of our teams compete and play without everyone's presence on the field or court. Mm-hmm. And we can relate to that fact that everyone will need to step up and enhance their roles.
For sure. Absolutely. And I think a lot of players and people on our team are doing that right now. A lot of the freshmen are starting to find their voice within us, like within the team, and that's really exciting. Like, we have 2 to 3 freshmen starting most games, which is crucial to us being a good team this year, and they're really bringing it, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, for those who don't know, the Hawk Center was completely redone over the summer. What are your thoughts on the brand new court in the Hawk Center?
I love it. It is so fun to play on. It feels so much lighter in the gym than it did last year. I think, I don't know if they use lighter wood or what it is, but it's just a better environment. Like, it just feels lighter and it's more fun to be in there. I love that it says there's only one, because obviously SUNY New Paltz, there's only one. So, like, that's awesome. The ridge is really cool. I think it's a very unique floor and you don't see that everywhere. And it's not slippery anymore, which is also nice, especially for like indoor court sports. Yeah. So I love it. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, it looks sick. I haven't been in there yet, and I know the basketball guys and girls are hyped to play on it too. Shout out the reigning champs. But I'm excited to check out your next home game October 2nd and see the new court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me get the other side of it. How does it compare to playing on the old court? I know you said it's a little slippery.
I mean, the old court was great. It was a beautiful court, but it doesn't have the same feeling that it does this year. I mean, it also, like, the people you play with make the court a better court regardless, but looking at it, this court is much more beautiful than it was last year.
That's awesome that you love it. Cool. So I know you also, we got another new thing. You guys got new uniforms with, mm-hmm. with the blue and orange. So how do you feel about the new uniforms? You like them?
So we got blue and white. I wish we got orange, because orange would be sick. But yeah, they're awesome. They have like hawks on the sleeves. So like when you pass, it's kind of like a perfect like spot to like target yourself for a good pass, which is awesome. They're very lightweight, which is a lot better than last year, because last year's were kind of heavy, and they're just more roomy. Like, they're just awesome jerseys.
Plus, it's better when you feel good in them.
Yeah,
you
feel good, play good.
Yeah, exactly. So, and now another part of your jersey, which is a big part for everyone, your jersey number.
Yeah.
To me, the number 31 is special. To you, does the number 11 mean anything special to you?
Yeah, the number 11, I started using it at such a young age. My brother, Paul, was number 11 for soccer, and I always looked up to him. I still look up to him. So I was number 11 for a lot of my basketball games, like seasons I played. And then when I got to high school, I wanted to be number 11 for volleyball, but it was taken, so I switched to 15. But I'm really happy to be back in number 11 for my last years of like playing a collegiate sport. It like kind of just feels like home. So it has a deep meaning to me, but it's also just a cool number, like double ones. Like, that's just sick.
Double ones is cool. And it's funny, because I actually wore number 11 here for my first year, my sophomore year too. And I now also am wearing my rightful number, 31. So that's funny. It is a solid number. So we got to touch up on an important subject that we both have in common. I think it's worth bringing it up. Coming from someone who has transferred before too, how impactful has the transfer from Springfield to New Paltz been for you on and off the court?
It's a good question. It has been very impactful. I left somewhere that I wasn't fully happy, and I moved somewhere where I am the happiest I've ever been. Off the court, it was definitely an adjustment, kind of transferring mid-year, not knowing many people, having to like remake friends and like try and join clubs to meet new people. So like, that was definitely an adjustment, but I found my people now. Yeah. And I'm like happy where I am and on the court. I transferred knowing somebody who also transferred from Springfield, which was Kaylee, and she really helped me with the adjustment as well. She was awesome. We kind of had a similar experience there, and she was just like a big sister to me, like helping me find my footing again. And Coach has just been very awesome with helping me transition here as well. He still is. Like, it's still a process every day to like remember where you came from, to be a better person for where you're going. And I mean, as much as like I thought Springfield was going to be my home for 4 years, I'm grateful that it wasn't, because I found such a good place being here.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I totally get that. That's amazing. For me, I had a great time at SUNY Plattsburgh. That's where I transferred from. But in order for me to grow as both a person and an athlete, I needed a fresh start. So I get it. And it feels good that we can both confidently say that it was one of our best decisions in our life coming here. And I've loved my time throughout these last 3 years. Transferring it's a big decision. And it's a big change that sometimes has to be made in order to grow.
Yeah, it's not an easy decision at all. And I'm grateful I did it, because I think it's made me a better person. But there is a part of me that like still misses some of my friends there. Like, one of my best friends, Elsie, still graduated last year, and I haven't been able to see her. But I'm so happy with the people I've become friends with here. So like, it's a challenge and it's not easy, but I think it makes everything better.
Yeah, and some of my best friends still go there too. So it's the best of both worlds, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now tell me, what challenges have you faced in balancing the demands of being a student athlete, especially during high stress times like playoffs or even finals?
So I have what's considered an easy major. I'm a communications major, so it's not a very high demanding major. I mean, it's difficult in its own ways, but it's not like writing notes. Like, it's not a lot of lecture classes, so I don't have to study a lot of vocabulary words and stuff like that. But I think being a senior now, I've been able to manage my time a lot better and figure out what works for me and what doesn't. I'm a very organized person, so I'm always looking at my calendar and looking at what I have next after like class or after practice, just trying to stay in a timely schedule. But during like playoffs and stuff, as bad as this probably sounds, I kind of put volleyball first put school on the back burner for a little bit. But I think every athlete can relate to that in a way. Like, you want to do everything you can for your team, and that's what I do in those high stake times. So, and then after volleyball comes to an end, I get back to my grades and they're fine. So that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, we figure out ways how to balance it all.
Yeah.
So and yeah, personally, I try to like really plan out. You said how you were organized. I try to really plan out and prepare my days so that I can eat, get work done, schoolwork done, practice, and also have free time.
Yeah.
We're doing so much throughout these days. You need some free time.
It's like important to continue to have a social life during that time, but you also need to stay focused on the priorities that are right in front of you, which are like, if like in the SUNYAC championship game last year, like I was focused on that, and whatever came Monday, if that was practice or classes, like that was after the game. So I wasn't focusing on that. I was focusing on what's in front of me and staying in the present.
Exactly. And another thing, because I know you said you like staying organized. Although I may not always do it, I like to keep a clean room so that I overall feel better. I even made a rule for myself. I'm not allowed to play the game without cleaning my room.
Okay.
So sometimes a messy room, it could be a depiction of how you're living in the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and the life of a student athlete can really, really speed up on you if you're not prepared. So that's a little thing that I do.
One thing I do is every morning, I don't really do this when I'm home, but when I come back to school, I make my bed every day because it's the first task you usually do in the morning. So it kind of sets you up for like a good day ahead of you. And I've started to do that here at school, which I should probably do at home too. Sorry, Mom. But just like little tasks like that throughout the day kind of like keep me organized as well. So I can, as much as I don't play games and stuff, but I make my bed because my room is like my safe space.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now to bounce off of that, how do you now mentally prepare for high-pressure games or moments, and how do you stay focused during those games?
So when I have, this weekend we have 4 games coming up, so I'm mentally preparing myself for long days, long games, could go 5 sets, trying to get all my work done before the weekend arrives. Once that game time hits, I'm focused on what's in front of me, and that's the first point of the game, whether that's wiping my shoes off so I don't slip when I go to approach, or just like looking at my teammates to make sure we're good to go. I know what set I'm running, like just staying in the present there. Some things I do to stay focused during the game are, if I'm getting a little anxious or tired, I like tap my fingers to like cool myself down, or I take a deep breath to just like relax myself and get ready for the next point.
Yeah, but we all have different ways of locking in, and it can speed up on us so fast. For me, it's a big breath work thing.
Yeah.
And instilling these affirmations in it, and you just got to believe it.
Yeah.
Now tell me, can you describe a defining moment in your career here at New Paltz, whether on or off the court, that has really shaped you into who you are today? Tell me.
My defining moment would be losing the championship to Cortland last year. As much as it sucks to lose, I think it was an important loss that we had because it made me grow as a person. I think every single player on that team last year left everything out on that court. They just showed up and played a better game than us. We were prepared. We scouted them. We prepared all week for ourselves, but losing that game just made me realize that no matter what happens, life still goes on, and a win or lose might not define you, but it's a turning point in your life.
Yeah, that was a great answer. Thank you for sharing. Ironically, I could say that my defining moment here at New Paltz was definitely winning the championship for the first time versus Cortland last year. People say, how can you not be romantic about baseball? And that moment was just, it was really special to have my parents, my teammates, and everyone there support watching the live stream. And to have everyone witness the greatest year in our New Paltz baseball history was special. And being a part of it was surreal. But that was last year. And this year, man, we're looking to go back-to-back and end this thing with a bang. So even though we won, we can't settle, and it's taught me to stay hungry. And now to bounce that off of you, you guys lost, and man, that sucks. But now you're hungry. You're hungry to win again. It's your last year.
Absolutely. Even as a senior, I want this so bad for myself, but also the other girls on the team. Like, we have so many young players that winning for them and winning for myself would just be so exciting, especially with this group of girls. They're all so nice and so sweet, but they all bring something different to the table that would just make winning the SUNYAC so unique and awesome for us.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling, and I trust that you guys are going to do whatever it takes to get back there. And overall, the important lesson here is that through winning or losing, it can really shape how you attack your future. Now, we're going to go to a quick PSA break, and we'll be right back.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So, we're going to reach out. Because sometimes, mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
There once was a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Well, I'm taking Algebra 2 in a foreign language.
Oh, so you can talk to unicorns?
Exactly. Unless they're French.
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find the classes he really needed. Getting into college doesn't happen magically. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
And we back. All right, so we're going to do another 10 rapid-fire question and answers. I did this with Miranda Britton last week, and we're going to do it again. All right, ready?
Ready.
Set, go. Pre-game day ritual.
Eggs in the morning and same hair tie.
One word to describe your team this season.
Grit. Shout out, y'all. Love you all.
Best team win of your career?
Beating Geneseo in the semis last year.
Most intense teammate?
Leticia.
Favorite New Paltz food spot?
Lola's.
Oh, Lola's was good. I just had the Hawk wrap before
so
we came
in. So good.
Post-graduation plans?
I want to move to this New York City.
Oh, cool. Favorite pregame song?
Anything by Taylor Swift or Bet On It by Troy Bolton.
My mom would be happy to hear that. Shout out my mom. Game day superstition?
Kind of similar to game day, like pregame day, but eggs in the morning. I have to have a Gatorade on the side of the bench with me. My jersey has to be second from the end line with Kim Braun's number 7, but 7 has to go first and then 11 because it's Morella's dad's birthday. It has to go that way. Same hair tie. So many superstitions I can go on.
Oh my God, that's just like me. I'm way more your style. I need to have an Arizona ginseng iced tea. I need a C4. I need eye black on. The whole thing, so I totally get it. And lastly, favorite class at New Paltz?
Right now I'm taking social media and PR and I'm absolutely loving it, so I'd say that one.
Cool, cool. So that was the rapid fire. I enjoyed that. I hope you did. And here, I'll bounce to another thing. This was a big game for you. Take me back to October 7th. It was a Saturday at home versus Geneseo in the Hawk Center. You had 20 kills, 21 digs. What did you do that day to get that locked in, and how did it feel to really contribute to a huge Suniac win at home to continue a 4-game conference win streak?
So I don't know if it was so much of what I did that day, but what I did the night before with the team. We beat Brockport in 5 sets that Friday, and that was just such an exciting win. We were so prepared for that game. Like, coach was on us to like get everything, like dig everything, kill everything. Like, it was so good. And then moving into Saturday, I think everyone still had that adrenaline rush and high that like we could do this, like we're ready, like they're not better than us. They're going to have theirs. We're going to have ours. And whoever wants it more is going to get it at the end of the day. And we definitely wanted it more.
And that's the best mentality to have.
Yeah.
Boom. So also for a quick shout out, be sure to follow the Student Athlete Advisory Committee on Instagram at New Paltz SAC. That's New Paltz SAAC. And they're involved in a ton of our athletic events and news on campus. And they put together cool things for our athletes. So make sure to give them a follow. Just wanted to plug them real quick. And they also host the annual Mental Health Greenout Game for all sports. And it's a really nice event to bring awareness. Last year, we faced off at Cortland at home at the baseball field, and we all wore green eye black to support. It was fitting that we lost a devastating game in 10 innings that day, but we kept our heads high, showed up the next day, and ended up beating them for the first time in 6 years. Wow. The next day. And another quick shout-out to... Recently, at New Paltz Hawks on Instagram, posted the new Suniac Athletes of the Week. And Miranda Britton, with the two-peat, Offensive Field Hockey Player of the Week. And she was the very first guest on the show as well. Shout out, Miranda. Defensive Women's Soccer Player of the Week, goalie Maddie Franklin. And Women's Tennis Singles Athlete of the Week, Olivia Kunz. As well as Doubles Team of the Week, Olivia Kunz again, and Nina Genzone. Congrats to everyone, and great job this week. Keep going. Now, I'm going to shoot out again the upcoming home games on campus. So, men's soccer plays Saturday, September 21st at 1 p.m. versus Lehman College down at the South Turf. Women's soccer plays Wednesday, September 18th at 4 p.m. versus Scranton down at the South Turf. And women's tennis plays Friday, September 20th at 3 p.m. versus Bard College, as well as New Paltz hosting a tournament the next day, Saturday, September 21st, starting at 10 a.m. versus Ramapo, Union, and Vassar. Now, I'm also going to list the away games, and you can find the live streams and live stats all at nphawks.com. So, women's field hockey plays Wednesday, September 18th at 4 p.m. at Stevens University, as well as Saturday, September 21st at 3 p.m. at Bryn Mawr College. Women's volleyball playing in the Keene tournament, which on Friday, September 20th at 5 and 7 p.m., the girls face off against Swarthmore College and the Mount St. Vincent. Then the next day, Saturday, September 21st, they play Keene University at 12 p.m. and then Centenary, New Jersey University at 2 p.m. We also have women's soccer playing Saturday, September 21st at 12 p.m. at RPI. and the men's and women's cross country playing in the Purple Valley Classic against Williams College in Williamstown with 11:50 start time. The fall schedule of games is picking up, and we got a crazy lineup to look forward to. Our athletes feed off the energy and support in the crowd. There's nothing better than having your peers come to the games, pump you up, cheer you on. So grab some buddies, grab some of the girls, and go watch our teams get after it this fall. And another quick highlight, just wanted to give a quick shout-out to freshman men's soccer player Brian Lazama on his first two collegiate goals in a 4-1 win at Manhattanville this past Saturday. Women's soccer is also rolling at a 5-0 record after beating Farmingdale at home on Saturday, 3-0, where they dominated all around. Miranda Britton has started off the year hot with 8 goals. Also, her teammate, senior captain Rachel Tama, has 7 goals as well that has helped women's field hockey to a 5-0 record in a battle against Endicott on Saturday. And lastly, women's tennis also smoked rival Plattsburgh over at the courts on Saturday, beat them 7-0 for the greenout game to take their first Suniac bout. Jamie, I just wanted to thank you again for coming on to the show. Best of luck the rest of the season, and go ball out.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome, and good luck to you in the spring.
Of course, thank you. Also, don't forget to visit nphawks.com as well to see full schedules for all our teams, including news, rosters, recaps of games, and photo galleries. And if anyone listening has any questions regarding our athletic events and news, this is the place to be, as well as following at New Paltz Hawks on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X to stay up to date with all information to support your athletes as well. So to anyone listening, I really appreciate you tuning in. Be sure to come by next Monday live 7:30 to 8 p.m. on WFNP 88.7 FM for more news, updates, and another special guest appearance from the New Paltz Athlete Hawk of the Week. That'll be revealed later this week on all socials, so stay tuned. Be sure to follow. You can also go to the freshly updated page, nphawks.com/npsn, for all information regarding this show specifically. And to conclude, from the second segment, with the message and lyric of the day, from the Beastie Boys, you gotta fight for your right to party. Peace.
I've been offshore, somewhat shaded with my hand braided. Hate to tell you I couldn't make it yet, but be your man, I could be that later. Right now I might pull up on you on my surfboard like I'm Kelly Slater. A lot of shit that I might forget. I got email, texts I ain't read those yet. Yeah, replying to all those things you said. Yeah, like moving on, I might feel that way. Yeah, but lately I've been hoping for change. Yeah, if you catch that wave, won't you surf to me? Yeah, damn right, girl, you a bad, bad. If she fish my way, I gotta catch. I take a late night swim in a minute. So wet, I was drowned when I'm in it. You don't wanna fly, but I wanna walk home. She tell me don't stop, but I'm already gone.
By switching on the radio, you are unlocking the key to imagination. WFNP Rosendale, a station that lies at the edge of sight, sound, and mind. A station of shadow and substance existing beyond SUNY New Paltz. By tuning in, you have just crossed over onto the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley.
88.7 FM. WFNP Rosendale.